And now for something completely different.
Hello and welcome back to the UFC Rundown Podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in. Today we are going to be previewing the UFC 153. Yep, I can't really remember how I forgot that. The UFC 153 Gustafsson Smith card. My mind is just boggling here. It's just because I've recorded that Rundown Podcast. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. From the UFC 152 Dosanjos Lee card. But today, previewing the UFC 153 Gustafsson Smith card. Let's get into it.
It's time!
So, straight into it, no wasting time. Buzzing for this fight night card. It's been a couple of weeks since we last saw a UFC card, so getting withdrawal symptoms. First fight that probably will not be scorecarded, Joel Alvarez versus Danilo Bellardo. Alvarez 15-2, 14 submission wins, 1 KO, and his 2 losses have been by decision and stoppage. From Spain, he has lost his last fight. He's coming off a loss on his UFC debut. That was back in February of this year against Demir Ismagulov at UFC Fight Night 145. That was a unanimous decision loss. That was his only second loss in his MMA career. He was on a 10-fight winning streak in a previous organization before that, but did lose his UFC debut. He's up against Danilo Bellardo, who is 12-3. That's three submissions, 6 stoppages, and 3 decisions. 3 losses have all been by stoppage. Caterpillar. Danilo Caterpillar Bellardo, I like that. From Milan in Italy, he's on a 6-fight winning streak. This is his UFC debut. His last fight was in March of this year, so just a couple of months ago. So a quick turnaround. It's one like the first 3 fights that I've not really looked that much into. It's really just based. I'm doing a pick for pick reasons. My pick for this is Bellardo second round stoppage. Bellardo second round stoppage. Based on the main fact that I always think in your UFC debut, you either go one way or the other. You either really are up for it or you're always up for it. You're really, really, you know, determined to get the win. You know, you want to get your name across. Or it's too much for you. Spectacle's too much for you. I think that could have been what happened with Alvarez. I just think Bellardo, stat-wise, etc., etc., I would like to pick him. It's not really a reason, is it? But that is my pick. It's Bellardo second round stoppage. Devin Clark versus Darko Stosic, second fight on the card. Clark's 9-3, 3 stoppages, 1 sub, 5 decisions, from USA, coming off a loss in December of last year, so he's had about 6 months off. That was in the Holloway Ortega card against Alexander Rakic. He has actually only won 1 in his last 3. He lost his UFC debut in 2016, 2 fight winning streak from there, then lost on the Cerrone Till fight card in 2017, got back on the winning streak against Khabib by a Quinta card against Mike Rodriguez, and then last fight was a loss against Alexander Rakic. He's coming off against Darko Stosic, who, going by his picture on Sherdog, is an absolute beast from Serbia. Jesus. 8 stoppages, 4 decisions, 1 submission, 13-1. His one loss was a KO loss back in 2014 in a previous organisation. This is his second fight in the UFC. His first one was a win against Jeremy Kimball. First round KO, that was, back in July 2018. So you're coming up 10 months now that he's not been fighting. My pick is Stosic by first round stoppage. I am looking forward to seeing him. I can't say I've heard of him before. However, I would like to. I'm interested to see him, definitely. That is my pick. Benching at the women's pretty early on in the card, Bia Malakeke versus Duda Santana. 2-0 is Bia. We'll just call her Bia because I don't want to, you know, wreck her second name once again. Oh, Jesus. Bia, bad news, Barbie Malakeke. Oh, God. From Stockholm, 2-0. UFC debut. Jesus, this is going to be a fight. 2-0 against a 3-0. A 2-0, 2 first round KO victories in a previous organisation. Coming up against Duda Santana from Brazil. She's 3-0, 2 decisions, 1 KO. Again, in a previous organisation. My decision is Santana by decision. I don't think there's going to be any sort of knockout here, personally. I think this could be a bathroom break, and that is absolutely, let me put that out there, nothing to do that it's the women's bantamweight division. Denny Start, your snowflake shite. It's based on the fact that we've got a 2-0 previous organisation against a 3-0 previous organisation, two fighters never heard of before. That is why I'll probably be, you know, scheduling my bowel movements in that fight. Anyway, fourth fight, Nick Hayne versus Frank Camacho. Hayne is 14-4. Looks like he's biting his lip in this picture. Nick Sergeant Hayne from Germany. He's on a two-fight losing streak, but was on a three-fight winning streak before on that losing streak. His last fight was in July of last year, so he's 10 months off. Previous loss was Davy Ramos, and that loss, his previous fight was a loss to Demir Hazdovic. One KO, four submission wins, and nine decision wins. Likes to go to the final way. We've then got, Jesus, this is a fight card full of surprises. Frank the Crank Camacho is from Northern Marine Islands. Didn't even know that was a place. 16 stoppages, two submission wins, and three decisions. He's 21-7. He's not had the greatest time of it in the UFC. He lost his debut to Jung Lang Lee in 2017. Then beat Damien Brown the same year. And then his loss to Drew Dober and Jeff Neal both last year. So he's only won one of his fights in the UFC. Based on that fact, I am going to take Nick Hayne by second round knockout. Hasn't got a lot of knockouts, as we've just seen. One knockout in his 14 wins. But I think this card is going to throw up a lot of surprises. So that's my pick. Stephen Ray, 22-8 against Leonardo Santos, 16-3. Ray is, the Scottish Braveheart, coming from my own country, from Kirkcaldy. 22-8, 6 KOs, 8 submissions, 8 decisions. He has had a number of fights in the UFC. Why have I not heard of him before? You know, you'd only think the only Scottish one you would think of was Paul Craig, but geez, he's been in the UFC since 2015. Since one of his UFC debuts, was on a 3-fight winning streak. Lost his first fight in the UFC against Alan Alves back in 2016. Was then on a 2-fight winning streak, beating Ross Pearson, Joe Lazon, in 2016-2017. Paul Felder and Kyan Johnson was his two fights in 2018 and both lost them, but then he ended 2018 with a win against Jesse and Ariari in the Ozdemir vs Smith card at Fight Night 138. Against Leonardo Santos, fighting out of Brazil, two stoppages, nine submissions, four decisions. He is on a number of winning streaks. All in all, it's 10. He does have a draw in there, but he is on a 10-fight winning streak. He won his UFC debut in 2013, had that draw in 2014, and since then has won four fights, but his last fight was in 2016, so he's coming up 3 years out of the octagon. I'm going to pick Stephen Ray for the main fact he's Scottish. I think that that is going to come back to bite me on the arse. But I'm going to go Stephen Ray second round submission. Make of that what you will. It's just based purely on the fact that he's from Scotland. Next up, Tonya Evinger versus Lena Landsberg. Evinger, of course, was that fighter that gave Chris Cyborg her title in the division that they made, especially for her. She took on that fight. She didn't look terrible. You know, she was coming off I think it was an 11-fight winning streak in Invicta before this. Lost on her UFC debut to, of course, Cyborg, and then lost against Aspen Ladd, who's just won a fight in the UFC 152 card a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah. Oh, geez. Eight stoppages, seven submissions, and four decisions. She's fighting Lena Landsberg, who's 8-4. Four stoppages and four decision wins. She is coming off a loss in October of last year against Jana Kuninska. She then beat Gina Mazzani in the same year, a couple of months before. She has also lost to Aspen Ladd back in October of 2017. She's also lost to Chris Cyborg, that headlined the UFC Fight Night 95 card in 2016. My pick is going to be Landsberg by decision. I don't think this is going to be a stoppage. I think it'll be a bit fun. I think should be pretty entertaining. But yeah, that is my pick. Move into the top half of the card. Rostam Akman 5-0 there against Sergey Can. Oh, I'm gonna absolutely butter that name. Kanzoko. We'll go with Sergey for now. Simples. Rostam Akman 5-0 from Sweden, fighting out of his hometown. Four stoppages, one submission win. He's obviously 5-0 professionally. He's actually only lost two fights in his whole amateur and professional career combined. Those losses came in 2015 and 2016, but since then has been on an absolute winning streak. This is UFC debut. Like I said, four stoppages and one submission. Comes up against Sergey. 10 KOs, 7 submissions, 7 decisions. So he looks like he's an all-rounder. He can really do everything. This is also his UFC debut. Quite a mixed bag of results from his last fights. Win, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. But before that was an 8-fight winning streak. So I think I'm actually really looking forward to this. I think this could be... I'm going to put this out there and, you know, scream at me. But I think this could be a contender for Fight of the Night. I think... So, I'm going to go Sergey to take Akman 0 away from him. I think he's going to hand him his first loss with a third-round stoppage. Third-round stoppage for Sergey the Meerkat. We go on Daniel Tamer versus Sung Bing Jo, who doesn't have a face on Sherdog, which is brilliant. Tamer... three stoppages, three submissions, no decisions, three fight losing streak. He lost all of his three fights so far in the UFC. Danny Henry, Julio Arce, of course, won a couple of weeks ago, UFC Fight Night 152, and Chris Fishgold most recently in February of this year. He's coming up against Sung Bing Jo, fighting out of South Korea. So he's 9-0, five stoppages, four submissions. This is his UFC debut. I'm going with Sung Bing Jo by first round stoppage. I don't think this Daniel Tamer is much. I think he's lost his first three, two by rear naked choke submission and one by unanimous decision. I think in a previous organisation he was 6-0. However, that previous organisation is nothing really to write about. So that is my pick. Christos Gagnos versus Damir Hadzovic. Christos is 16-7, 7 stoppages, 3 submissions, 6 decision victories. He's coming off a win in December of last year against Mizuto Hirota. That was on the Dos Santos Tuivasa Fight Night card. I think it was 1-4-2. Before that was a loss against Charles Oliveira at UFC 137 on his UFC debut, so he's 1-1 in the UFC. He's coming up against Damir Hadzovic, fighting out of Bosnia. He is on a 2-fight winning streak. In the UFC he is 3-4-2. Two losses coming against Marbek Tuzimov and Alan Alves back in 2018 and 2016, but his wins are against Marcin Held, Nick Hine and Marcelo Reyes most recently in February of this year. My pick is Damir by second round stoppage. I think this is going to be a fast paced fight, a pretty crazy fight, and the KO could probably come for either fighter, but for me, I believe that Damir is going to do it. Fourth fight from last, Makwan Amirkani versus Chris Fishgold. Amirkani is 14-3, one stoppage, 9 submissions and 4 decision victories. He is at a pretty decent start to UFC's career since 2015. He's won 4 out of 5 fights. His only loss coming against Arnold Allen in 2017. His most recent fights coming off the back of a win against Jason Knight, a split decision win at UFC Fight Night 130 in May of last year. So it's been about a year since he's fought. 9 submission wins is interesting. Up against Chris Fishgold from Liverpool. He's got his priorities straight. Hey, Liverpool playing in the Champions League final on Saturday night, and he's fighting on Saturday night. Interesting. 2 KOs, 13 submissions and 3 decisions, 2 losses being a stoppage and a decision. He lost his UFC debut to Calvin Kattar in 2018, and then February of this year, he beat Daniel Teamer, who of course is fighting on this card as well. I am going to go with Amir Khan. It's definitely got a submission. You know, you've got a guy that's won 13 submission ones and one that's got 9 out of 14. Crazy. I'm going to go Amir Khan by first round submission. I think Fish Gold is going to want to get the Champions League on pretty fast. I think it'll be a tough fight to call, actually, but I do have to make a pick. So that is my pick. Jimmy Manuwa versus Alexander Rakic. We were just speaking about Alexander Rakic, actually, not a long ago. Jimmy Manuwa, of course, from England, 15 stoppages, one submission, and one decision. He's on a 3-fight losing streak, however. He's been beaten by Volkan Ozdemir, Jan Blachowicz, and Thiago Santos, who, of course, is fighting John Jones in a couple of months for the title. His last fight, jeez. A loss to Anthony Johnson, and then, of course, the three I just mentioned. His two wins in that time have came against Owen St. Preux and Corey Anderson. But his last win was back in March of 2017, so coming up, well, just past 2 years. He's fighting Alexander Rakic, who is 11-1. 8 KOs, 1 submission, 2 decisions. His one loss was a submission, but that was back on his first, his debut as a pro fighter back in 2011. So he's had 3 UFC fights and has won all 3, beating Frankimir Barrasso, Justin Leddett, and Devin Clark. That fight was his most recent one. It was in December of last year. That was a KO, TKO win in the first round. I am going to go Alexander Rakic by first round KO. There's a lot of first rounds in my picks, but that is going to be my pick. I think they're going to be looking for a fast finish, and I think they'll both be looking for a fast finish, but I think Rakic is going to catch him with a significant strike that is going to send him to the mat. So that is my pick. We then move on to the co-main event of the evening. Volkan Ozdemir versus Ilar Latifi. Ozdemir is 15-4, Latifi's 14-6. Volkan has got 11 stoppages, 1 submission, and 3 decisions. He's on a 3-fight losing streak after coming off a win in 2017 against Jimmy Manuwa, who we just spoke about. His 3 losses in that time have been champ Daniel Cormier, champ elect Anthony Smith, and Dominic Reyes. That fight was his most recent one in the March of this year, again, the Till Masvidal fight card, 147. So it's a quick turnaround for him, and I love watching him fight. I really do. I think he's got it all. I think he has the chance to be a champion. I think he will be a champion eventually, but I think he's got to come on a little bit. Latifi is 14-6, 6 KOs, 4 submissions, 4 decisions, can kind of do it all. He's beaten Owen St. Preux, Tyson Pedro, Gian Vellante, but has lost to Ryan Bader, and most recently in December of last year, Corey Anderson on the Jones Gustafsson 2 card. So a very interesting fight. We're going to see a knockout here. I'm going to go, as much as I like Volkan, Latifi by third round KO. I think they're both going to tire, and I think there's going to be some late flurry of punches, and Latifi is going to come out on top. But that takes us into the main event. Alexander Gustafsson versus Anthony Smith. Both coming off losses to John Jones for the title. Where do they go for here is the question. Whoever wins, where do they go? Gustafsson's 18-5, 11 stoppages, 3 submissions and 4 decisions. Like I just said, he's coming off a loss to John Jones, but his 2 wins before that were against Glover Teixeira and Jan Blachowicz. Teixeira, of course, is that one that he landed about 4 uppercuts in 4 seconds and knocked him clean out. Anthony Smith, 31-14. I can't believe he's been around for this long. I genuinely can't. 17 stoppages, 11 submissions, 2 decisions. Coming off a loss against John Jones, was on a 3-fight winning streak before that. Rashad Evans, Marcio Rua, and Volkan Ozdemir were in his path at that time. This is going to be... It's so hard to score because I do like both of them. I really do. I think Anthony Smith, people were almost thinking he's got that title shot without really trying. But the players that he had to go through to get that fight were pretty monumental. So, but it's Gustafsson. I just can't get my mind off Gustafsson. I think he will be champion. Will he take the belt off Jones? Or will someone else take the belt off Jones and then he'll take the belt off them? I don't know. But I'm going to go Gustafsson by decision. I think this is going to go the full way. I think we're going to see knockdowns. I think we're going to see stuns. I think we're going to see rocks. We're going to see all that. But Gustafsson, by decision, is my pick for the main event. And that's it. We've kind of rattled through this just like we rattled through the rundown of last week's fight night. But I just want to get these out as quick as possible so you guys can listen to them. So thank you very much for listening. If you haven't subscribed, please do. Turn on the notifications. We've got a little pop-up whenever I upload a podcast. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the fights tomorrow night. It's a nice early card for yous that are in the UK, which is good. I think it starts at about 4 and ends at 8, just in time for the Champions League final, which is brilliant. And yeah, enjoy the fights, guys. And I'll see you again. You'll hear me again on Monday when I've got the rundown of this card. So yeah, third time. Thank you very much for listening. Enjoy the fights. Take it easy. Play us out.